The Worm Walk for the Worm Project will be held on May 21st, and I'm hoping that some of us are able to participate in that. And then we are collecting pocket change for the Healthy Niños project, where they're trying to get toys and games for physical therapy for the children. I brought in my Anabaptist World magazine, and I'm willing to share it and give it to whomever would like to read it. It does go into depth as far as what's going to be voted on for USMCA about the LGBTQIA information. So if anyone would like to borrow this, and then just keep passing it on if you would like to, if you're interested, I have that. Eloise's birthday is on the 12th, and Janine's birthday is on the 19th. Are there any other announcements? We've been asked to pray for all men and women in leadership positions around the world. And we've been asked, we're encouraged to pray for young people graduating from high school and colleges. Last week I shared a quote, and it goes, it was, "Our God is a God of the open hand, not the God of the closed fist." Would you kindly raise an open hand as we pray? Father, Lord, you are an amazing God. You walk with us. You love us. You give us peace. You give us wisdom. We thank you for all that you do for us. And this morning we lift up those who are in pain, those who do not feel well, those who are under attack, those who may be starving. We lift them up to you, Lord. Provide for them their needs. Allow them to know and recognize that you are with them. We pray these things in your name. Amen. All right, when you come to him, you will recognize that God has always been waiting for you. With his open hands, he blesses you with peace and with wisdom. I was at a presentation at a huge church in Reading yesterday. There were over 1,000 women there, and they gave out these huge cookies. And my basic principle for today is going to be temptation. And I thought, I can bring in that huge cookie and just kind of sit it maybe where we put our donations and go from there. Well, on the way home, I ate half of it, so I failed. but it was amazing to be with 1,000 women and raising your hands to praise God and then listening to the word of God. What a joy. And I'm so thankful for a girlfriend who just called me out of the blue and said, would you like to come along? So I encourage you to do that. If you haven't seen a friend in a while, if you haven't been in touch, if you know someone needs a little bit of a support, give them help. Give them a call. Not that I needed support, but it was very nice to spend time with a friend and to hear God's word together at this huge, amazing church. I like ours better. His grace is greater than our failures. No matter how often we believe that we are failing, God always welcomes us back through the love of Jesus Christ. In today's world, there is always somebody blaming someone, arguing with someone, or suing another. Why does it seem to be human nature to simply pass the buck rather than to apologize? An early example of this would be Adam blaming Eve, and then Eve blaming the serpent. If a person is not able to accept responsibility for his words or her words and actions, it may become impossible for them to accept forgiveness when it is offered to them. Temptations intrude upon our innocence and our purity. It deceives us. It comes at us when we are weak, and it continuously tries to fool us. Temptation only wins when we let it keep us from turning to God. When we endure temptation, we can be blessed. We can be blessed in knowing that God has given us strength. We all face temptations. I've discussed maybe 2 weeks ago about using your words. Are your words bringing people down, bringing yourself up? Are your words pure and helpful and peaceful and worthy to be shared? James writes about God's approval on us when we remain genuine and strong in our faith during trials. It's a little bit tough to do at times. Blessings will be bestowed upon us as we continue to look to God through our temptations. James encourages us that it is worth it to remain steadfast in demonstrating our love for Jesus. James 1:12. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When we are in a relationship with God, it is that honor and glory that allows us to resist temptation. Temptation refers to the pressure allowed by God in order to develop our faith. Another definition would be, it is also anything that influences you to disobey God. Are you choosing to love God with all of your heart and to live for him? When you make this choice, you will be able to work through temptation and turn from sin. The Christian life is certainly not a passive life. A Christian life is an active life. Our faith will consistently be challenged. From the Reader's Digest, Jim Grant told about someone else who had faced temptation. An overweight businessman decided it was time to shed some excess pounds, so he took his new diet very seriously, even changing his driving route to avoid his favorite bakery. And one morning, however, he showed up at work with a gigantic coffee cake. Everyone in the office scolded him, but he smiled and remained nonetheless calm. "Well, this is a special coffee cake," he explained. "I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window was a host of goodies. It felt like no accident that I had driven by this bakery, and so I prayed, 'Lord, if you want me to have one of those delicious coffee cakes, let there be an open parking spot right in front.' And sure enough, the eighth time around the block, there was." We can overcome temptations through the power and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. James 1:13 through 16. "And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, 'God is tempting me.' God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus prepares us to live righteously. Everything in his nature is the opposite of sin. He was tempted during his life here on earth, but he never gave in. Giving into temptations may offer short-term attractive benefits, but they will not last long. I know teenagers and young people in their 20s deal with this all the time. When I was working at camp and we were stealing Bippies, do you remember my Bippy story? We stole Bippies out of the church camp, out of the freezer, and we put it in the dryer, thump, 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 thump. Like, my short-term, "Oh, yum, we're going to eat those Bippies," led to the camp administrator finding us, and then we told a fib at church that we were drying our sneakers. Well, that led me, that anxiety that I felt from that, the short-term benefits were, yay, we're going to eat Bippies. The long-term was, oh my gosh, look what we've done at church camp, and I hope everybody will forgive us and, you know, praying to God. And I didn't become a robber because of that, I'm sure, because of that situation. Sometimes we feel really cool driving at 80 miles an hour when it's only 40 miles an hour. It feels good. It's exciting. And then we get the ticket for speeding. Gossiping. Sometimes people will gossip and all the heads will lean in to hear it. But later on, when your name is attached to the story, you may feel the repercussions. Drinking. Being cool at a bar and drinking too much. You're going to feel it the next day. So short-term attractive benefits are not long-lasting. We need to be mature enough to recognize that. The long-term negative consequences, there will be long-term negative consequences for following these twisted turns of life. We must ask for wisdom to learn from the experience we find ourselves in. Many of us can learn from watching someone else's suffering. Pray for a heart of wisdom. God has permitted humans to have the freedom to sin. However, temptation does not come from our Lord. He does not engage us to sin. He equips us to turn from sin. God turns our sin into his holy purposes when we ask him for forgiveness. Those who truly have Jesus in their heart are able to truly ask and receive forgiveness. He is the source of all that is good. James 1, verse 17, whatever is good and perfect comes down from us to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Those who faithfully trust God during temptations and testing will have joy and peace right now. Right now. Peace. Do you remember what we talked about in the last sermon that I chose to share with you about peace? How do we attain it? You have to go after peace. Go after peace knowing that God is watching over you. You have to bring blessing into your life with your words and your actions. You have to close the door to doing wrong and do right. And remove yourself from sinful environments. The world and Satan provide invitations consistently that draw us away from the Lord. Unhealthy desires will lead to sin. James shares in 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 John 4:4, the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in this world. Be prepared to never be deceived. We must keep reading God's word. The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation. That's from Romans 6, 17 and 18. In a guidepost this week, I read, fill your mind with the promise of God's strength. Do not think of the things you are missing out on. Think about what you will gain from moving in a different direction. Move forward in faith. You may be able to hide your sin from other people, but know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching over the evil and the good. That is from Proverbs 15:3. When you are transparent with God and with your brothers and sisters in Christ, you will benefit and move forward with encouragement. Invite your trusted friends to help you with your spiritual growth when you feel as though you are stumbling. Turn to God in prayer. It's okay to repeat the same prayer over and over again. For my own sons, I pray every night that God will open their hearts to Him. I pray that the Lord will bless my home and the community that I live in for a safe night. I pray that God is watching over my Wellspring family every night. I pray that the Lord will continue to stir up and work in the hearts of world leaders. I pray for the families in Russia and Ukraine who are suffering as I sleep in a warm bed topped with a beautiful quilt. It's okay to pray the same prayers over and over and over again. As you depend more fully on God and truly trust in Him, you will discover and be able to resist the power of temptation. The Spirit will rise up in your life. You will feel that Spirit. You will recognize that Spirit. You will lean in to that Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Don't live in fear. Turn to Jesus. The more that you are committed to God, the less attractive temptations will become. God's goodness and love stands in contrast to the temptations that show up in our lives. We are His first fruits. Amen. We are His first fruits. And He desires for us to experience every good gift from above. I don't know if you're able to lean into people who are around you and say to them, "You are God's first fruit. Surely a gift to this church." Shall we practice it? You are God's first fruit, surely a gift to this church. If you want to lean into people around you. How important that is. How important that is, right? To look into somebody's eyes, to hold their hand, to let them know how special they are, to let them know they don't need to give in to temptation. They have peace. They have wisdom. These gifts from God. You are God's first fruit. I encourage each of you to begin each day with a prayer. Prayer keeps us prepared and provides us for the power needed to resist temptation. When something goes wrong, don't let your mind zoom off to the negative. Turn to Jesus. Listen to that inner voice telling you not to do something that is wrong. Listen for the voice of God. Do not ignore His voice. So you're going to get into the Word, you're going to get into prayer, and you're not going to ignore that inner voice, God's voice. He guides us away from the desire to do wrong, and this will leave us with wisdom and a peace of mind. I do have 2 Bible passages for you to read during the week if you want to take out your pencil and write on your bulletin. I thought Luke 4, 1 to 13. Luke 4, 1 to 13. And 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. First Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. Let us pray. We ask you, dear Lord, to lead us away from temptation and to follow you all the days of our lives. Protect us and give us strength daily, Lord. May our words come from you and our actions as well. We ask you to watch over all of the mothers, all of the women in this world who work very hard to keep things running smoothly. Allow the women of the world to recognize how special and how important and how blessed they all are. We lift up Ukraine and Russia. We lift up this church. We pray for those who are not with us today. We ask that you allow us to walk with you in your words. Give us strength. Give us hope. Give us love. May we each enjoy a week filled with no temptations and lots of glory given to you. In your name, amen. Amen.